We're going to learn now how to properly eat and dispose of things that have Kedusha Shvi'is. Yesh omrim shebachilas peris shvi'is mekayim mitzvos aseh. Shenemar lo'och. The Torah says that the peros shvi'is were given to eat. So some learn that means literally it's a mitzvah to eat them. And if you eat peros shvi'is, you have a mitzvah. It could be even that there's a bracha to say if you hold like that. We don't hold like that, the halacha. But if that would be the halacha, it could be that there would be such a bracha to eat al achilas peros shvi'is. The halacha, the Chazon Ish says there is no mitzvah to eat peros shvi'is. You don't have to eat them. We'll see that there are some nafka minas lahalacha because of that. When it says la'achla, it means only to eat, but not to waste or to deal in a way that's not called eating, which we'll get to what that is. So it's not a mitzvah to eat them, it's just the negative that is brought out by that, not to use them in a way that's not eating. Okay. And therefore, if there would be a mitzvah to eat them, you couldn't let them rot even passively, because you have to eat them. But if the idea is that you can't waste them, so if you let them rot passively, right, you're not eating them, but you're also not destroying them, right? You're just letting it happen by itself, and that's okay. Okay. The isser of destroying or damaging peros shvi'is is even a little bit of them, not just the whole thing, but even a portion of them. Okay, included in this is not to change the status or the state of the peros shvi'is. We'll get to of taking solids and making them into liquids, but some say therefore you can't make ice cream out of liquid peros shvi'is. But in other words, fruits or whatever that you want to put into a sorbet or something like that. L'halacha l'maisa, you don't have to be machmer like that. You can make, if you want to make ice creams out of peros shvi'is that is normally pureed, and that's normally how it's used, even though you're changing its form, that's okay. Okay. Okay, the main rule is that you should use the peros over here is not just fruit. It means fruits, vegetables, anything that has Kedusha Shvi'is has to be used in its normal way. Okay? And the normal way is not what you do. It's what normal people do. Okay. No offense. not my relatives. What it means is, even if you live in a place where people do things that are unusual, that doesn't make it the normal thing. Okay, it has to be that most people, right, at least in that country, do it like that, not necessarily in your specific place, right? Anche Hamadina, but what's normal in a small place, not in a big country, doesn't make it normal. Okay.
I found nowadays that not just to get this.
Be careful, David. Yeah.
A lot of people say, well, everybody does it the way I do it, and everybody claims what a different idea normal is.
True. Okay. But lechora, I don't know how you can ascertain what is, but there are certain things that are most people do. And most people don't do, I guess.
That's an indication. Generally, the person says, most people do the way I do it, that means nobody
does it. But how do we find out what most people do? Like, I'm thinking right now of, like, zucchini bread and carrot cake. And
What was the first one?
Zucchini bread.
Oh, zucchini. I thought you said bikini bread. I couldn't figure out what that was. Zucchini.
Now I get why I get such weird answers from you sometimes.
What happened to you?
How would I know whether that would be acceptable? Where would I turn to find what's normal?
Okay, let's first learn halachas and we'll see how it fits in. Okay. It's a good question. Okay, so what can you do? Let's see what is considered abnormal and normal. What are the classifications? First thing is, what is normally eaten raw and what is normally cooked? So things that are normally cooked, you're not allowed to eat raw. And things that are normally eaten raw, you're not allowed to cook. Things that are eaten both raw and cooked, you can use them either way. However, there is an argument in the following. Certain things are eaten raw and cooked normally, but not in the same venue. For instance, onions. Onions are never eaten raw, or I can't say by most people, are not eaten raw unless you mix them into a salad. But nobody takes an onion and takes a bite out of it, or most people don't do that. So, therefore, some people hold that you can't eat an onion like that. You can only put an onion raw in salads. But others hold no. Since there is a way of eating onions that is raw, and there's a way of eating it that's cooked, and both of them are normal, even though the raw variety is only when it's mixed in salads, that's irrelevant. And therefore, if you want, you can take a bite of an onion slice also, or whatever. A person wants to be machmer, then don't use Kedusha Shvius onions, right, to take a bite out of it unless you're using it in a way that people normally use it with herring, use it with a salad or whatever. Okay. But lahalacha, you can eat raw onions or cooked onions because onions are eaten both ways. Okay. Another thing. There are certain fruits and vegetables that when they're fresh, he brings down here, you eat them raw. When they become not fresh, then you cook them, bedavka, and eat them only like that. Okay? So that's how you have to eat them. When they're fresh, when nobody cooks them, or very few people cook them, but the norm is to eat them raw, you have to eat them raw. Once they wither, and then the norm is to cook them, then you can cook them. Okay.
We can go by how Poskim say things so far as like brachos.
What? No, don't mix up people with brachos. Right now, just the Gabi Shvius. Okay. Okay, some things that are normally eaten, what's it called, cooked, by most people. Now we'll get to the most. And some people, like tivonim, vegetarians, I guess, also eat them when they're raw, right? Even the vegetarians are not allowed to eat them raw. Because since the majority of people are not vegetarians, or they're not vegetarians, tivonim is health food. Even the people who eat them normally as health food people, right, since they are a minority, and that's not the way that most people eat these things, even they can't eat these things as shvius like that. They want to eat their raw vegetables that they eat because of health food, which most people eat only cooked, they have to get them where they don't have Kedusha Shvius. They have to get them imported or from Goy, oh, not from Goy, it's not going to happen, whatever. Right, okay. Okay, any way of preparing other things, like pickling, okay, making jams or other kind of spreads from fruits, okay, whatever the norm is, if many people make esrog jam, then you can make jam out of esrogs. Right? If people don't make zucchini jam, then you can't make zucchini jam. Okay.
You use it for the bread.
Right. okay, the same thing goes with pickling things. Things that are normal to pickle, you're allowed to pickle. Things that are not, you can't pickle things that most people don't pickle. Okay. Things also drying fruits, right? Drying things and using them, what's it called, like dried bananas and the things they sell in the store regularly, right? The mishmish or whatever, leather, those are normal. But things that aren't normally dried, right, and not sold commercially because people don't do it, you can't do that either. Pickling should only be done for a small amount at a time. Because if you pickle a large amount at a time, it looks like you're doing it for business purposes, and it looks like you're doing schora with shvius, and therefore you shouldn't do it. But things that are normally pickled, a lot of, like cucumbers, you pickle a lot at a time, not because you're doing it to sell, because that's how you don't pickle one cucumber at a time. So that's whatever the norm is for a regular consumption, you can pickle things like that too. Okay, now we'll get closer to the zucchini. Something that is normally baked, right, then it doesn't make a difference how you cook it. You can fry it, cook it, as long as it's eaten, prepared, right, in some way of cooking, any way of cooking is okay. So if people cook zucchini, you can bake zucchini too. Okay? Because there, it's not that all zucchini is eaten raw. I guess, I don't know, I mean, zucchini one way or the other, but in any case, but unless my wife fools me into thinking that it's something else, but in any case, but if you, I would imagine, okay, that zucchini is not eaten raw. Right?
Most of the time it's
cooked. Most of the time it's cooked. Okay. And you can eat it raw. You can eat anything raw if you want to. Right? I eat pizza raw. So,
what?
Yeah? Oh, okay. Okay. So maybe, but what's it called? But zucchini for sure is something that's cooked also. So then it could be baked also. Okay. You can mix in things that are used as ingredients in cooking, like wine, right? You want to mix your wine in a chicken or whatever. Sometimes they have wine in a chicken sauce or something like that. Or you want to cook with wine, bake with wine, mix it into the cakes or whatever to give it some taste. Or anything else. People use orange juice to mix into cakes or whatever. I don't bake too many cakes, so I really don't know what the ingredients are. But in any case, that's what it says here, that you mix orange juice or wine into things, so you can do that. Okay.
Wine is normally used for roast.
What? Wine is used for roast? Okay, fine. You can use them. Then you can mix wine in for roast. Okay.
Is that a change from last time?
Why?
No, last. Is that the same halacha? The other book?
And the other book? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, why?
I remember
that here he said, I think it says over there, so you can mix wine. Yeah, okay. L'chora, but that's normal. It's normal to do that. Right? People do, like you said, they put wine in roast. At my house, but
I was talking about using wine in this example. It's a difference if it's just Shemitah wine or also based in wine, all the same.
It's all the same, yeah. That's Kedusha Shvius. Here the main thing is Kedusha Shvius, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You could also dilute wine, but you shouldn't dilute it to a point where it's not wine anymore, because then you're destroying the wine of Shvius. And it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius anymore. So that you can't do. But you can dilute it to a point where it's still wine. How much is that? 6 parts water to 1 part wine. But that's in really strong concentrated wine, which we don't have. So you have to know that, first of all, they mix water into the wine to begin with. There's water mixed. It's not just great mother wines. So I would say, well, it still has...
It's not true?
Caramel does not.
Okay. But there are Yukovim that mix water in their wine.
Sorry?
There are Yukovim that mix water in wine.
No, it's done naturally through a lot of irrigation.
No.
As opposed to the old days.
No, they mix the liquid sugar.
One is by Yukovim. I can tell there's that wrong bit of history. Caramel as such doesn't. When they brought the first Batseret over here to Israel, it was from France, and there was one year where they did it in a shetach, which hadn't had water at all. And the Frenchman said, "Oh, it's just like we have in France. No water here. And they compared it with the other shetachim. The farmers here put a lot of water in
the irrigate height. That's not water. That once it's part of the grape, it's not considered water.
Okay, but I'm saying that caramel does not.
That's all caramel uses.
I hear. Okay, there's a famous. I'm sure that some wines and grape juices are diluted, in order to make the price better.
Some of them do.
Right. Okay. That's okay. I think the same thing they do with.
The mission, everything, the wine was much thicker. I don't know why it was
thicker.
Right. There's a famous Maisa within, it tells a Rosh Shiva, tells a Rav, that somebody came to him that what's it called, that milk fell into something, a big hefset, and it wasn't 60 times as much. And he called the milkman and he said, I want you to tell me the truth. How much water do you water down the milk? And it came out that because of that, it wasn't 60 times.
But
it was more
wine,
than 60
wine,
times.
Those, it could be that because of the way they made it, so part of the water evaporated. The truth of the natural juice evaporated, it was much thicker. Whatever it was.
I mean, the mission talks about it. Must get no
right. Right. So in any case, we're talking now about you diluting it. You shouldn't dilute it to a point where it's not, where the main taste is not a taste of wine anymore, or grape juice. Yeah.
Just as a matter of information, because you're making wine, so the way you make Yain Rishon is just to put the grapes where no water, no nothing, and they produce the liquid, and that we've got that, and it's much thicker than the stuff you buy in the shops, which is already watered down.
Okay. So that means that the ones in the shops, the stores, have what's it called, are watered down because they're not necessarily the first one. They're like the beer we learned about, and that they make the original beers with the hops, and then they take the same hops and put water on it. And
right, so that's Yain Rishon. That's what we've done as well. You then add water to the pulp and all the rest of it, with a little bit of sugar, and then you get another wine, which is a nice wine. It's not nowhere near as thick and as.
It's not syrupy. Okay,
but it's not syrupy the other one because it's dry wine. That's it.
Okay, you can't mix medicines or anything else bitter into things with Kedusha Shvius, because you're anything that's bitter is considered Shalok Kederich Achil anymore, so you're making it not edible. You can't eat things that have Kedusha Shvius Achila Gasa. Achila Gasa means that you're totally full, you have no room for anything else, and you're stuffing yourself in a way that is not considered eating, it's considered what? Pigging. What?
Gluttony.
That's a better word than I use. Yeah. Yeah, but there it's more midos wise, and here it's halacha of destroying. It's not called eating. That's not called eating. Right? But it has to be that you're really stuffing yourself. Not that, you know, you don't really have that much room, but you still would like to eat something. That's not, because halacha is achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're not chayav for. So if you ate, you know, by Tzuda Mafsekes, and you're really full to here, and you force yourself to eat, and it's really disgusting to you, right away by Kol Nidre, you wouldn't be chayiv on Yom Kippur. Don't think that that's okay to do, right? Have everybody here running out of Kol Nidre, and, you know, it's not okay to do. It's just that you're not chayiv koris for that anymore. Okay. Okay, if you used Peirush Shvius in the wrong way, you cooked something that you weren't supposed to cook, you whatever, it doesn't become osir. You're still allowed to eat it. It still has Kedusha Shvius, but you did something wrong. Right. Okay. But it doesn't affect the heter of the thing. We mentioned about ice cream already.
So is there any problem of placing a stumbling block by, you know, if you just eat from stuff that somebody else has made? Or
no, there's no issur in eating it, as long as you keep Kedusha Shvius. Right? The person who did it did something wrong. But if you tell them, and I want you to make me something like this, and it's something also to do, then you're putting a stumbling block. But if it's done already, you didn't. Okay. Even if you did it yourself, you're still allowed to eat it. Okay. Anything that imparts a taste into something else, okay, has Kedusha Shvius. So you're allowed to put soup greens that have Kedusha Shvius in soup, because that's a normal way of eating it, and it imparts taste or whatever. Even if you don't intend to eat the soup greens, sometimes you put things into soup that you don't intend to eat the thing, just to give the taste. That's also okay. Okay? And if all the taste is taken out of it, then there's no Kedusha Shvius. We'll get to that, how you dispose of it, but in any case. So anything that's cooked together with things with Kedusha Shvius, or things with Kedusha Shvius are mixed in where they can't be separated, then the whole thing gets Kedusha Shvius. So the soup becomes Kedusha Shvius. If you mix of cooked chicken with pineapple or something like that that has Kedusha Shvius, then the chicken becomes with Kedusha Shvius also. Okay. Bones. that are, what's it called, cooked in things that have Kedusha Shvius. Okay, your bones, your soup, no, your bones and cholent and the potatoes have Kedusha Shvius. Okay, you have bones there. So it depends. If the bones are the kind of bones that you suck the marrow out of them, then the bones become, have Kedusha Shvius. If the bones have no marrow and there's nothing on the bones, now if you clean the bones completely, so just a plain bone with no food material in it, then the bones don't get Kedusha Shvius. However, if you're in a place where those bones are normally given to animals, because things that are okay for animals also have Kedusha Shvius, then those things are still edible by animals, and there are animals that eat those bones around, right? Dogs, whatever. What?
Or do they just chew them?
Whatever they do with them, right? And whatever they do with them, it doesn't make a difference. But they're edible by dogs. They do something with them. Okay. So then, what's it called? They still have Kedusha Shvius. If you're in a place where those bones are never used, or only by a very minority of people, right, are used even for animals, then they don't have Kedusha Shvius anymore. Okay.
Do they have to belong to you?
What?
What about the cats? Cats eat everything from the garbage.
Who?
The cats.
Yeah.
Eat everything from the garbage.
I don't know if they eat big bone. Cats
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, they eat the bones.
Yeah?
Not the whole bone, but they chew the ends off, go into them, get the marrow.
But there is no marrow. We're talking about bones without marrow.
Chicken not, bones. I mean, they definitely
no, not chicken bones. Bones. Chicken bones, lechora, yeah. Okay.
Are you allowed to feed your animals things that have conditions?
No. Anything that is meant for human consumption, right, can be eaten by people, can't be given to animals. Something that can't be eaten by people or is never eaten by people, and then can be given to animals.
Won't be eaten by people.
That's separate what? From
conditions. Like, won't be meaning that things that were left on the table.
Yeah, 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 like that. Things like that that are still fit for animals have a conditions. Even if people won't eat them, except if nobody gives those things to animals because there either aren't animals around or whatever, then they're not edible to people anymore, and nobody's going to eat them, then they don't have Kedusha Shvius either. So things that are stuck to the plate or whatever that nobody's going to eat, and you don't going to give that to an animal either, that it loses Kedusha. You don't have to go, we'll see what's let's get to
so
one
like
thing.
Sinew and if you, and all these
who?
To meat, the bones that nobody in my family would
we'll get to in a second. The, okay, the next thing. You, what's it called? You cooked something, what's it called, in a pot that you had cooked Perish Shvius in before. Okay? In other words, I cooked carrots in a pot that had Kedusha Shvius. Then, within 24 hours, I cook now, in that same pot, some chicken. Okay? That does not get Kedusha Shvius. Because even though within 24 hours, it gives a time, but that's a secondary time, that doesn't have. If you cook the carrots with the chicken, yes, it has Kedusha Shvius. But if you cook the chicken in water in a pot that had been used for things with Kedusha Shvius, even within 24 hours, surely after 24 hours doesn't have Kedusha Shvius. Okay, anything that has Kedusha Shvius, you don't have to preserve it. You just can't ruin it. So you can leave it rot by itself. Like we said, there's no mitzvah to eat it. There's no mitzvah to do anything positive with it. There's just an isser to do something negative. So if you don't do anything, but you can let it rot by itself, that's okay. Okay. If you have spices that have Kedusha Shvius, okay, and after you use them, they're not fit for eating anymore. In other words, all the taste is out of it, and it's just a piece of wood, right? So then there's no more Kedusha Shvius in that. What else? Water that you pickled cucumbers in, right? Or you cooked Paris in that water, and nobody uses that water. Nobody, what's it called, drinks pickle juice, right? Or nobody eats, what's it called, you cook potatoes. That's good. Nobody drinks potato juice.
Nobody or normally?
Well, the people who eat zucchini bread probably do it, but what? People, one second. What in the ghettos? They probably did eat potato peels and drink potato soup from water they boiled potatoes in.
Right.
Okay, but today most people do not, but you don't bake cooked potatoes and then pour the water into a separate thing and serve it. You pour it down the sink. No?
You pour it in soup.
Right? Put it in soup. Okay, if you...
Most people.
Okay, I'm not sure if this goes according to most people, though, because you are intending to eat that. You're saving it. It's for you. It's edible. It's not like using it for a different purpose. It's you. You're going to use that. Could be that for you is the less kedusha shvius. For instance, people, what's it called? Cook beets. Now, beet juice is borscht. So, even though the people who cook beets don't always make borscht out of it, but it is borscht, there it's for sure drinkable by everybody. So even if you don't intend to drink it, but it's drinkable. But the other case, where most people don't drink potato water, okay? But you intend to do it, could be for you it still has kedusha shvius. I'm not sure. Who? But those things you can just pour down the sink. Potatoes, anything, vegetables that are cooked in water, right? And you don't save the water, or most people don't save the water. You don't have to worry about that. Okay.
You can throw it down the string.
What?
You throw it down the sink. You can also put it into your soup if you want to. The sink has no kedusha shvius anyhow. You can pour it down the sink.
No. But if you plan to use it in your soup, then for you it's still edible. Yeah. That's what I'm not sure. If that also goes by majority of people or not. What we spoke about majority is only what the norm is to use it, not is it now edible. Okay, you can squeeze perish vias that you normally squeeze, like grapes, olives are normally squeezed for their juice, and the mips has kedusha shvius. Okay? But things that are not normally squeezed for their juices, like figs, pears, onions, cucumbers or whatever, you're not allowed to squeeze the juice out of them. Okay. Things, however, that today a lot of people, and they sell it commercially, right? You go to these places where they puree vegetables and you get the carrot juice or whatever. It's not, you don't squeeze carrots. They don't sit there and squeeze the carrots, right? They puree it, no?
Yeah.
So they are fruits and vegetables that are normally pureed. And today that's a lot more because they have kaolin that you can do it with, right? So those are okay to do. And the what comes is yes, kedusha shvius. What?
They sell pear juice in England.
Pear juice? Okay, again, in England. The
normal thing,
but, right.
Okay, thank you very much.
No, there's pear nectar, but that's not the same thing as pear juice. That's what they, put in like fruit salad or whatever.
No.
They squeeze pears like apple juice.
Like apple juice, yeah.
Yeah, then in England, the chora, that's, you could do that. What?
You buy pears juice here.
Okay.
I like your
Okay, some people hold that therefore you can squeeze also oranges and whatever, lemons for sure, because lemons, the normal way of eating them is by squeezing the juice. People don't eat, most people don't eat raw lemons. Okay. But if you squeeze them, you can't strain them, because then you're taking off the pulp and wasting it. So you have to drink it, what's it called, together. It could be that if you take out the pulp and eat it separately, so you're not wasting it, then you can do that too, the chor. Don't say that. Here also you can dilute orange juice as long as it tastes like orange juice. Once it's not orange juice anymore, it's just orange colored water, then you've destroyed the juice and you've been over the issur of destroying something with kedusha shvius, and it doesn't have kedusha shvius anymore. If you want to eat grapefruits, right, which are grapefruits sometimes, you have grapefruit juice, or it could be the grapefruits are today something that's normally squeezed. But if you want to eat, let's say you want to eat watermelon with a spoon, okay, you're English, you want to eat watermelon with a spoon. So, by, what?
Watermelon with a
by squeezing it down, you're making some juice. And people usually don't squeeze watermelons for their juice. They sell watermelon flavored things, but they don't sell watermelon juice, to the best of my knowledge. Squeezed watermelons. So that's still mutter, because that's a normal way of eating it. But if you take a watermelon, you squeeze out the juice, that's also. Okay.
If it's, things can be done in different forms. So let's say somebody's normally a pareid.
Yeah.
So then somebody can squeeze it?
If something is normally pureed and you want to squeeze it, it's like we said before, the cooking, all the different kinds of cooking. So is here, could be not, because pureeing is not just taking the liquid out, it's making the solid into a liquid. Here, you're separating the solid and the liquid. The Gemara says that the liquid of everything except for olives and grapes, right, and maybe things that are normally squeezed for their juices, like oranges and things like that, right, it's just water. It's not considered part of the pre. So there's a very big difference between squeezing the liquid out of a fruit and pureeing a fruit. So I'm not sure whether things that are normally pureed can also be squeezed. Not sure. What?
Can you make
fruit
soup?
Who?
Fruit soup.
Fruit soup?
Yeah.
That's normal. People eat things like apples, both raw and...
It's soft fruit, like plums.
Yeah, that's normally cooked like that, yeah. That, now, those plums are sometimes eaten as a compote, and sometimes they're eaten raw. So that's the chara normal.
Watermelon is pureed, that's why I asked.
Watermelon is pureed?
It's used in smoothies.
What? For ices.
And smoothies.
I hear. And a lot of things are made like that for sorbets or whatever. If it's a normal way, I think he says that in that situation it's okay. Where did I see it? Things that are normally made, ice cream, that's what he says. Like bananas, strawberries. So they can use that also. You can do that also. He says also today, he says that it's normal also to have carrot juice. So even though that was an example in the past of things that are normally not squeezed for their juice, today it's not the case. People drink carrot juice. And they take a squeeze carrots. They, what's it called, these tremendously pressured things. They throw away the carrot and they take the juice out of it. Okay. Not pureed. Okay. But you surely can puree carrots, because that's normally done too. People drink carrot juice. Same thing goes with mashing things. Mashing fruits and vegetables that are not normally mashed. You can't do that. It's not the normal way of eating it. However, if it's normally mashed for children, like mashing a banana for a child or something like that, even though adults usually don't mash their bananas, right? But unless they get really old. But in any case, but youngsters don't do that. So then it's mutter to do it for a child. And once you mash something, and like we said before, and you have the... Okay, we'll leave that because that's a new thing. How to dispose of these things and what you have to dispose of, that we'll get to. Let's finish this first.
The Rosh says, right, for the mashing bananas, it's only mutter for a child, though. An adult would want it.
Right. But an adult, since it's not the normal way for an adult to eat it, he can't. Unless the adult is sick, doesn't have teeth or something like that, then he can mash it for an adult, too.
It would be normal for a parent to taste something like that when they're giving to a kid, so you shouldn't taste.
No, once you... The problem is not eating it. The problem is mashing it. So you're mashing it for the kid.
For the child, then you can also
eat it, right. You're not mashing it for you. You're mashing it for the child, which is okay. The problem over here is not eating it. It's not eating mashed things. It's mashing the things with Kedusha Shvias.
Something like that, it would also depend on the event, like the Rosh Hashanah venue. That, let's say, because bananas are used in milkshakes.
Right, they're what?
Bananas are commonly used in milkshakes.
Yeah, so that's, again, those things, they're pureed.
All right, so it'll be mutter.
Yeah, lechor is okay.
Without an outside of the milkshake.
What?
But normally outside of milkshake is not done.
Right. No.
Adult.
So that's the normal way of using it in a milkshake. Yeah, that's what he said before with ice cream. Right. Using mashing bananas to make sorbets or strawberries, it's okay for that. So it's okay for a milkshake also, but not stam. If you don't usually, again, those things I don't know. With the mash to puree bananas, stam people don't do. They do it in order to put it into an ice cream or into a milkshake. Well, that's okay. Peeling fruits or vegetables. Fruits and vegetables that are normally peeled, you're allowed to peel. What if the peels have kedusha shvius? We'll get to it at a different time. Okay, depends on what the kind of peels they are, and what's on them or whatever. Same thing with pits. So, but that's a different inyan. But to peel them, the peeling itself. So things that are like tomatoes, are most people do not peel tomatoes. Okay, even though they sell peeled tomatoes, and some people what? Right. Okay. We'll get to that also. There are some fruits and vegetables that are never peeled, or not by majority of people. Those you can't peel. Even the people who normally do it can't do it. However, like Shlomo Zalman said, Pesach time, some people are machmir to do it. Peel everything. Some people hold. Therefore, on Pesach it's normal. So then, and a considerable amount of people do it. So on Pesach you can do it. But you can't do it during the year, even if you do it on Pesach. And things that are eaten dafka peeled, you have to peel. You can't eat the peel, even if you decide you want to eat the peel.
Needs to peel a vegetable for like
what?
A person can't have the peels, like tomatoes or cucumbers. The person's not allowed to eat the peel, but they're going to eat the rest of the vegetable.
So they should get tomatoes that don't have kedusha shvius. Because again, it's even though it's normal for them, but since it's not normal for anybody, they're batla daita. And it's not the normal way of eating this. Even though they need it for a fua, you can't use kedusha shvius for a fua either. So that can't be a heter.
In theory, somebody else would eat the peel. Would it then be mutter?
No, because it's not the eating; it's the peeling, and the peeling is not normal. It's not the normal way to eat this thing.
Grapes for little ones.
Yeah, that's the same thing as mashing bananas. For a child, that's normal to give them a grape. I guess it's normal to give grapes that are peeled to kids. They shouldn't choke on them.
So what's the difference between that and peeling the tomatoes?
What?
What's the difference between that and peeling the tomatoes?
Because most people don't peel tomatoes. For children, all children need grapes that are. So children are a group, a legitimate group of people in this world. But the people who are Yotzei Min HaKlal are not a legitimate group of people. They're just exceptions to the rule of people.
There's a different legitimate group in the world. Just cut the grapes in half.
What?
There's a different legitimate group of people in the world. Just cut the grapes in half and don't peel them.
Yeah, but it's accepted to cut them in half or to peel them or whatever, I imagine. I don't usually feed my grandchildren their grapes or whatever, in any case.
I don't know, Rosa said
but whoever feeds grapes the kids, so I guess that's a normal way to do it, unless you don't like the kid.
There are so many examples. I don't have clear when does it go by specifically the type of thing you're doing, and when it's like once something is mutter, it's always mutter. Like over here, I don't know the answer. If apples, for example, right? Most people don't peel them unless a certain situation, like they want to cook it or something like that. So that means.
But everybody who would cook apples would peel them. So therefore, in that venue, that's normal to peel an apple. Right? But it's not something ever peeled if you don't want to cook it. But that's the norm in that situation, and it's across the board. But something that there are a few people who peel their tomatoes because they can't eat the skin or whatever, they're the Yotzei Min HaKlal. That doesn't become a klal. That's the difference.
Also, the way if most people fry zucchini, can one person bake it in a cake? If most people don't bake it in a cake, why is baking like...
No, because the problem is not what you bake it in, it's what you're doing to the zucchini. And since zucchini can be eaten prepared or unprepared, that's the chiddush. Chiddush is the prepared, meaning cooking, boiling, frying, that's cooking with... I don't know what it's called, but cooking with some kind of fire preparation, right? Not raw, but right, cooking, frying, baking is all the same thing. So if you're eating it raw or you're preparing it with fire, any kind of fire, that's normal. It doesn't, I don't care what you do with it after that, what you put it into, right? That's not, has nothing to do with the Kiddush HaShviyas. You're changing it, not by eating it in bread, you're changing it by cooking it. So baking is the same thing as cooking. That's the difference. Okay, next time we'll get to, okay, now whatever you can do with these things, what do you do with the leftovers? Where are the leftovers still have Kiddush HaShviyas, and where can the leftovers be thrown away? And if it can't be thrown away, then what do you do with that? Next week there is no shiur. It's Rosh Hashanah. Not really. There's not going to be that many things bechlal that are.
Vegetables.
Huh?
Is that normal?
Some
gedalia
already.
Some gedalia. You can buy cucumbers and it happens to be already. Or Monday. If you buy a cucumber that was picked from the field on Sunday, some gedalia, and buy it on Monday, you have to just feel a problem with the field already.
Right, but I'm not sure that, the truth is that most of the cucumbers you're going to have are not going to be picked after Rosh Hashanah until the ones that will come to the market are not going to be the next day.
Sure they will. I imagine Sunday after Rosh Hashanah they'll have fresh cucumbers in here.
Yeah.
That they picked from the Arabs.
Yeah. And we hold this Kiddush
HaShviyas. On a regular Sunday they bring in fresh produce.
Fresh produce that was
really?
Freshly picked that day? No. It was picked maybe. It can't be picked on Rosh Hashanah. It was probably picked before Rosh Hashanah and it came to the market.
That's not true. The Arab can pick it on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. We don't like the Arab won't pick it on Rosh Hashanah.
And they're picking on
there's
Sunday.
They're definitely going to buy stuff from Arab on Sunday. It's from the Dalia for sure.
There's a letter out in Kiryat from Rav Kessler. But people should already start signing up for.
Hey, signing up is a different story, yeah.
No,
because there are certain things that, but very few things.
Because the vegetables on Sunday and Monday are already going to have to do the
shrimp.
Yeah.
And they said one should sign up before.
Excuse me, don't they have to grow in the year?
Fruit,
not vegetables.
No. Vegetables are when they're plucked, when they're harvested. Okay, what can we do? If you want, we could have a shiur Sunday night after some gedalia. And just to go through those halachas, or we could have a special shiur on Shabbos.
Have a Shabbos
shuvah.
What?
Have a Shabbos shuvah.
Oh, this is Shabbos shuvah, right? I would like to forget about that. No, not this Shabbos. This Shabbos I'm talking about. I'm talking about this Shabbos. Yeah. This Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, is not Shabbos shuvah. Yeah.
Well, hold on.
It can't be recorded.
Can't be recorded. Yeah. Well, let's put it this way. It can't be recorded, but we'll review them again. What's it called? But what people have to know for immediate, we just go through that. It could take, it'll be at the end of the at the Parsha Shavuot instead of taking what do we have, 45 minutes now or an hour?
An hour.
So we'll only take half an hour for the Parsha and the Pirkei Avos. That's what it's going to take, and half an hour for the Shia.
Couldn't it be Motzei Shabbos since we have to say
Motzei Shabbos have another Shia. A Shia for the women.
Is that for sure when it's going to be? Would you tell people?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, we'll have
the last
half hour of the Parsha Shiur will be.
Okay.